let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name, in all the earth we sing. Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name, in all the earth we sing. Praises, your praises, O Lord, we sing your wondrous praise. Praises, your praises, O Lord, we sing your wondrous praise. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name, in all the earth we sing. Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name, in all the earth we sing. Praises, your praises, O Lord, we sing your wondrous praise. Praises, your praises, O Lord, we sing your wondrous praise.
Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name.
Some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
Judas was not very happy over the role he had played in betraying Jesus. His mind kept going over and over those infamous events.
The master is worth more than 30 pieces of silver, but we won't argue about it. When and where do you wish him betrayed?
Late at night, so the people will be asleep. Here, then, is the plan. We'll meet you, and you can lead us to your master. Betrayed by one of his own disciples, with a kiss, for only 30 pieces of silver.
Hail, master.
Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?
Do you a duty? Lay hold on Jesus before he escapes.
Certainly he will not permit himself to be captured by this unruly, uncouth mob.
Did you speak to me, sir?
Just thinking.
They are actually binding his hands.
He
Yes, those unbelieving, unsympathetic people actually touched the Savior and bound his hands. What have I done? I thought that if he was to be crucified, I could do nothing about it one way or the other. On the other hand, I thought surely that if he was not to die, my betrayal would force him to deliver himself and thus show his power and right to be Israel's king.
Greetings, betrayer.
I didn't mean to actually betray him into enemy hands.
Oh, I'm not complaining. I'm just curious. I believe you've been with him for years and witnessed many of his mighty works and miracles.
Yes, and I'm proud of it.
Betrayed your master and proud of it?
Actually, I did him a favor.
A favor?
Yes. In the first place, I did not believe that Jesus would permit himself to be arrested. Time after time, the authorities have tried to take him, but always he has escaped. I thought he would this time.
And that is a favor?
There are many things about the Master and his teachings that need clarifying. Is he or is he not the Messiah? Is he or is he not to sit on David's throne as king of Israel? I decided to put these things to a test. If Jesus permitted himself to be arrested, and if he is really the Messiah, the people for whom he has done so much would rally about him and proclaim him king.
And this would give you the credit of having placed him on the throne.
Exactly. It would secure for me the highest position next to Jesus himself in the new kingdom. I would be prime minister.
Oh, I see. A two-sided favor for your master and you?
I have trained myself for just such a position. I would be a perfect prime minister.
Tell me just one thing. If Jesus had escaped from his captors, what do you think they would have done to you? Kissed you? No. Killed you.
My friend, I have that figured out, too. Perhaps you heard what I told the leaders just before I kissed the master.
No, I didn't.
I said, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. Had he escaped, I would have reminded the leader that I had warned them to hold him tight or he might escape.
You think of everything, evidently.
Of course. I'm a wise and prudent man.
Except, my friend, for one big failure.
I never fail.
This once you have. Your master has been arrested, and he will be tried and convicted. You did not plan on that.
Oh, yes, I did, in a way. The longer the master waits to free himself, the more convincing it will be. More people will hear and know about it and force him to be their king.
There, in the beautiful moonlit garden of Gethsemane, Judas had watched as Jesus' captors bound him firmly. In amazement, he had seen the Savior allow himself to be led away. Anxiously, he had followed him from the garden to the trial at the palace of Annas and Caiaphas. At every moment, he had expected Jesus to surprise his enemies by appearing before them as the Son of God and setting at naught all their plots and plans.
Your face, my friend, is pale. You're frightened. Things aren't going as you planned, are they?
I didn't expect that Jesus would submit to the abuse being heaped upon him by such a depraved mob of excitement-hungry people.
Perhaps, after all, you have sold your master to his death.
Oh, no, don't say that. I didn't. He could have freed himself. It's his fault, not mine. Oh, no, it is my fault. I can't endure the torture any longer. He is innocent! Spare him, O Caiaphas! Out of my way, ye hypocrites! I wanted Caiaphas out of my way! Here are your 30 pieces of silver. I beg of you, Caiaphas, high priest, release Jesus. He's done nothing worthy of death. I've sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood.
What is that to us? That's your affair, not ours.
Master, I cast myself at thy feet, acknowledging that thou art indeed the Son of God. I plead with thee, O Lord, deliver thyself from the clutches of these filthy leaders.
For this hour came I into the world.
It is too late. It is too late. I could have had a place in God's kingdom, but I let the evil one persuade me in one little thing, then another. Another, until I betrayed the Son of God. I cannot bear to see him crucified.
will hang myself.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to add these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Want to go on turning, and why do the stars choose to shine? Who tells the moon when to change its face, and what moves the sun in a line? As he looked at the world of his father's hand, so much he wanted to understand. His countless questions, his curious joy, when Jesus was a boy. So unforgiving, and when did the sorrow begin? And how do the hungry ones go on living? Is this how they suffer for sin? His sweet simplicity wondered why. This is a world where we all must die. The darkness of doubt he could not avoid when Jesus was a boy. That they should wonder, that they should ask their very own questions about this world for every boy and girl. And so you should not be ashamed of asking, no matter how pointless it seems. But know there are questions that have no answers, except for the answers you dream.
What's it look like? like I'm doing?
It looks like you're heading for that drugstore across the street.
Yes, that's what I do every day after school. You should know that.
But you always buy a candy bar there.
That's right.
Why?
Because I like candy bars, especially the ones with nuts.
But those aren't good for you. They have lots of calories and nothing to keep you from getting sick.
Want one?
Sam, I'm trying to make a point here. By going to that drugstore every day after school, you have formed an unhealthy habit.
I do want to be healthy.
Well, going there isn't going to help you very much, is it?
What should I do?
Make a new habit.
Like what?
Well, do you see Mr. Habib's fruit market over there by the bank?
Mr. Habib is a great guy. He can whistle two notes at the same time.
How about after school you go there instead of the drugstore?
Mr. Habib doesn't sell candy bars.
But he does sell apples, pears, and mangoes. They're sweet, delicious, and filled with things that will make you healthy. That way you can still buy an after-school snack. But your new habit won't rot your teeth and make you as fat as my Uncle Sydney.
What if I get hungry for a candy bar?
Then you eat an apple instead. Pretty soon, your brain will think, I'm hungry. I want an apple.
Okay, let's go see Mr. Habib. He's from Lebanon, you know. Do you think all people from Lebanon can whistle two notes at the same time?
We can ask him.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
The Easter story you're about to hear is so amazing that it's almost too good to be true. But it is true. In fact, the miracle of the resurrection is one of the most well-documented facts in history. Doubters have never been able to explain how else Jesus' body could have disappeared from the tomb.
That's because it's kind of hard to explain away the earthquake and the angel who announced that Jesus was not there but had risen.
It's just like a mystery story come to life.
Good choice of words, since that's exactly what Jesus did.
Have you seen him with your very own eyes?
No, but Jesus did appear to more than 300 people after he rose from the dead.
Wow, that's a lot of eyewitnesses. Sounds amazing.
It is amazing that Jesus came back from the dead, but it really did happen. All the stories in the Bible about Jesus are true.
Well, tell me more of them.
Boys and girls, this is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Today's story is Chapter 1, Buried Treasure. You never know where you might find buried treasure. Chris Vargas looked up from his Tiger Jet video game. His mother was standing behind him. Yeah, sure, like I'm going to find buried treasure in a bookstore. Mrs. Vargas knelt down beside Chris. He stared again at the screen in front of him. I mean, you might find something valuable there, she said. This is not an ordinary bookstore. This store has old, old books, some of them 100 years old. So, Chris asked without looking up, who wants a dusty old book anyway? I'd rather play baseball. Mrs. Vargas looked at Chris, then at the television for a long time. Without saying another word, she walked over and switched the television off. Tiger Jet disappeared, and Chris watched the blank screen for a moment before turning to his mom. He didn't say anything. His face said it all. Look, I know you'd rather be playing baseball or here playing video game, Jets, but even though it's been raining all afternoon, I refuse to let you sit here on the floor and turn to mush. Chris looked at her and huffed. No more arguments, Mrs. Vargas said. You can even check with Ryan and see if he wants to go with you. Who knows? Maybe you two will find something you really like over there. Soon, Chris's friend Ryan was dashing through the rain from his front door to the Vargas's brown sedan. So where are we going? He asked as he leaped in. A bookstore, Chris said from the front seat. Why? Ryan asked. What kind of books does this place have? Chris shrugged. Mom? Mrs. Vargas smiled. Oh, they've got books about everything. Everything? Ryan asked. Everything? Chris repeated. Do they have books about baseball? Ryan asked. Yes, they have books about baseball, Mrs. Vargas said. Do they have books about Mars? Chris asked. Yes, I'm sure they have books about Mars, too. Ryan grinned. Do they have books about goats there? Mrs. Vargas paused. I'm pretty sure they even have books about goats there. Ryan and Chris looked at each other and grinned. Do they have books about goats playing baseball on Mars? Chris asked. Mrs. Vargas glanced at Chris, then playfully swatted him with her hand. Boys? When they arrived, Ryan and Chris were more impressed than they had expected to be. The Wonderworld used bookshop covered two stories of what looked like an old department store. Bookcases towered toward the ceiling high above the boys' heads. Clerks in the store had to climb up ladders to get books off the top shelves. Cool, Chris said. Where do we start? Anywhere you want, Mrs. Vargas said, smiling. I'll be in that corner with the craft books. Let me know when you found something interesting. Hey, mister, Ryan called to the man at the cashier's desk. Where do you keep all the old books here? The man chuckled, put down his book, and looked up. They're all around you, son. What's the oldest book you have here? Chris asked, joining Ryan beside the desk. The oldest book. Well, I guess it's probably that old English book of poetry over there inside that glass case. He gestured over his shoulder. It's about 220 years old. Wow, the boys looked at each other. How much does that cost? Chris asked. The man chuckled again. Well, it's not for sale. I imagine it's worth about $5,000. Whoa, the boys said, impressed again. But there are plenty of other old books around here, and you'd be surprised. There are even some older ones that you might be able to afford. Ryan started to leave. Chris waited to ask one more question. Hey, mister, do you have any books about goats playing baseball on Mars? Ryan grabbed Chris and pulled him away just as the two of them heard the old man spluttering behind them. Goats? Playing what? Where? Chris and Ryan laughed as they hurried down the aisles. They looked at the signs hanging from the ceiling that told them what types of books were stored there. Hey, adventure books are over there, Ryan said. Chris kept walking. Hey, here's sports, Ryan said. Chris stopped and started to turn when something caught his eye. What's that? He asked. He saw the torn corner of an old book sticking out from a stack of books on a bottom shelf. With a grunt, he lifted the other books aside and picked up the old one. Dust flew off the cover. What's a primer? Ryan closed his eyes for a moment. I think I remember that's what they called school books in the old days. That one looks like it's falling apart. Let's go over and look at the books on baseball. Chris ignored him. He sat on the step of a ladder behind him and opened the front cover. J. Eliot, he read, 1889. He looked up at Ryan. Wow, this book's over 100 years old. Flipping carefully through the pages, he found that Ryan was right. It's a book to teach little children how to read, but the handwriting inside the cover looks like a man's handwriting. Ryan shrugged. My dad says that back in the old days, a lot of people didn't know how to read. Maybe this guy bought it for his kids, or maybe he was trying to teach himself how to read. Chris turned more pages. Wow, this is great. I wonder how much it's worth. That old school book looks like it's been through some hard times, the clerk said when they asked him. Its pages are water-stained and several are torn out. He closed the cover and weighed the book in his hand. The cover seems unusually thick, the man said. Well, sometimes they made books strangely back then. You know, my grandfather learned how to read with a book just like this one, and he lived right here in Mill Valley. Yep, sure enough, look here. The man opened the book to a page inside the front cover and showed them a stamp mark. Mill Valley School. Do you think the name on the inside cover was the owner? Chris asked. The man flipped it open and shrugged. There were a lot of adults in grade school back then. This was all wild frontier back in those days. Lots of outlaws, shoot 'em ups, that sort of thing. They had to get schooling where they could. Cool, Ryan said. This guy could have been an outlaw. Tell you what. The man closed the book and looked up at the boys. This book has seen better days. I'll sell it to you for $5. Sold, the boys heard Mrs. Vargas behind them. If it's something that will keep Chris's attention off video games and baseball, it's well worth it. Mrs. Vargas paid for the book, as well as two books she had found. Chris and Ryan said goodbye, and Chris grabbed for the three books. His hand slipped, and his book fell to the floor with a crash. To his dismay, the cover and spine of the book came off. Pages scattered everywhere. Just a second, he yelled to Ryan and Mrs. Vargas. Ryan came back and helped Chris pick up the loose pages. Suddenly, Chris saw something strange. Hey, what's this? Chris picked up what looked like an old yellowed piece of newspaper stuck between two of the pages. Mister, this was in the book, Chris said to the clerk, holding up the newspaper clipping. The man glanced up, then went back to his book. Keep it or toss it, he responded. If you bought the book, whatever is in it is yours, too. Chris shrugged and put all the loose pages together. It was still raining when they got outside, and they had to run to the car. But Chris's mind was on something he thought he had seen in the newspaper clipping. He climbed into the back seat of the car with Ryan. He immediately pulled out the news clipping again. Mail train robbed outside of Mill Valley, he read from the headlines. What's that? Ryan asked. He pulled the news clipping over to look at it as well. Look at this, Chris said. He pointed to several lines underlined below. Several $1,000 were lost in the robbery and have not been recovered yet. Train officials believe the money is hidden somewhere near Mill Valley. Chris and Ryan looked at each other. Buried treasure! Chris felt the thick covers of the book. What other secrets were hidden there?
You have heard today is a chapter of the Shoebox Kids, Book 1, The Mysterious Treasure Map. It was written by Jerry D. Thomas and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.